Tim, firstly, you must be very pleased you managed to secure your new manager.
We're delighted. We've had a very strong field of competitors and, shall we say, high-calibre candidates, and it's been a long, drawn-out process for all the right reasons. We needed to get the right man and some very long nights, and we eventually got there at 5 o'clock today.
It's been a really bad start to the season, you know, on the field particularly, and you've acted quickly, and do you really feel now that this can turn things around?
We need to be decisive. That was key, and we really feel that we've got the manager who commands respect in the game, will command respect in the changing room, and as a consequence will turn it around.
Some of Coventry's performances have shown that they perhaps need that bit of leadership, that bit of authority to help guide them. Is that what you think Mark can bring?
As a first point, there have been flashes of quality on the pitch without a shadow of a doubt. I think there's been a lack of steel. There's been a lack of a will to win and a will to succeed. Without doubt, Mark Robbins will bring that much needed vigour.
Now, it has been quite a busy process for you, you know, bringing Mark in. I mean, was he always up there with one of your top choices?
Well, we didn't want to bias anybody in the interview process, so we started off with 75 applications with some incredibly high quality CVs, and we whittled that down to 9, and of those 9, I would say all 9 would merit taking on a League One and a Championship role. However, it was in the final 3 interviews, in terms of the final 3 candidates, where we really honed out what was required for this club, because it's not just about what goes on the pitch. Of course, that's critical, but it's also, we have a commitment to the community, we have a commitment to the academy, and these commitments need to be fulfilled. And Mark was especially detailed in how he's done that in the past and how we'll do it in the future here.
Coventry have already spent a lot of money in the past few years, and now it's important to be prudent, and Mark has proven that as well, to be able to earn success with not spending huge amounts of money.
To be able to find the rough diamond is an attribute of Mark's, absolutely. But again, to reiterate, we've got some absolute quality in terms of playing staff at the club. It's bringing those on. But it's also, as you have said, finding additional talent and bringing in and adding some steel on and some pace onto the pitch.
Now, I know you initially said that you wanted Coventry to be up there challenging for promotion. Is that still the focus? Have you said that to Mark in his interview?
Mark is without doubt a high-calibre manager who, if he creates the turnaround at this very early stage, will create results that will get us up the table. We haven't shifted our ambition. We haven't shifted our aim to get to the top half and then in the top 6. What it requires is the players to respond to Mark now.
And I mean, for the fans, it's a boost for them, I guess, and they'll be desperate that this is an appointment that will work for them.
Yes, and I think what you'll get from Mark is communication with the fans. Again, that was a key aspect of the role, being very articulate in terms of what he wants from the players and then actually articulating that to the fans. And Mark has undertaken that he will communicate with the supporters.
Successful football clubs have often shown the ability to be stable throughout difficult times. And do you think he can now provide that stability continuity at the club?
His track record speaks for itself. So he's been in clubs where there's been turmoil and turbulence, for want of a better expression, and he's brought calm, and that's what we need here on the pitch. We just need a little bit of focus. We need to bring some, as I say, steel and some pace to the side, because the talent is there, and once we've got some direction, we'll win on the pitch.
And I know that you went to the Shrewsbury game. You would have felt the pain with all the Coventry fans that were there as well. So, I mean, you'll be desperate that this great club can finally start realising some of its potential.
Last night was not a great night. And the players trudged off the pitch, and you could see in their faces that they hadn't performed and they let themselves down. And now we've got a manager who will come in. And I think coming second is unacceptable to Mark Robbins.